Just as our founders gathered at our legacy campus in 1951 to dedicate the cornerstone, so too do we today. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to all of you for being here with us in this incredible day in Baptist's history.
That's Casey Garman. She is the Chief Development Officer for Baptist Healthcare. And this was yesterday at the Cornerstone laying, or really Cornerstone unveiling and ribbon cutting. The Cornerstone's already there. But they were celebrating the Cornerstone, the last, really, of the events that were going to be for the grand opening of the new Baptist Hospital. Mark Faulkner.
This is our final grand opening event, our final of 11 grand opening events. And when I say a grand opening, I'm talking in front of a full hospital.
Yeah, because the hospital is filled with patients, right? A lot of the other events were when they were still at the Legacy Campus, right? So Mark Faulkner was talking about the importance of the cornerstone of the hospital, of going forward and viewing them as their place in history.
Memories will fade. We'll forget some of these moments today. I want to commemorate this day in two ways. Number one, we're going to reveal the cornerstone. We had the cornerstone of the original campus chiseled out. Come on up, folks. We had the cornerstone originally chiseled out, brought here, and placed in this beautiful setting. So if you would, please reveal the rededicated cornerstone of Baptist Hospital.
That's pretty cool. Of course, it also means, I guess, if you go to the old Baptist on Moreno Street, there's a hole in a wall somewhere. You know, you're like, oh, God, that's probably not structurally sound anymore. I don't know. But, you know, he read from the cornerstone.
And if you have trouble reading that, it says Baptist Hospital, 1950, which we began this journey. We opened October 17, 1951. To the glory of God in the ministry of healing made possible by the generosity of people of all faiths. That's Pensacola. Look around right now. This is Pensacola. This is our community. Folks from all walks of life gathered together for one purpose, and that is to lift the quality of life in the communities that we serve.
Oh, man, isn't that true? That's fantastic. So they went ahead and cut the ribbon.
Whoever wants to be up here, come on up. Come on. Yeah, we'll just all gather around.
Thank you all so much. So all done, all finished, but I left out what was my favorite part. This is really cool, okay? So yes, the cornerstone is there. Yes, the, you know, place in history and the continuation of their service of the community and their input from the community. Again, I mean, it's local. It's 100. There's no other connect. It's not part of a healthcare system. It's just Baptist right here. Local money, local board, community members, all of that stuff. But I thought this was actually the coolest thing that they did yesterday. You know, they've done a really good job of sort of creating and honoring history. And they did a lot of honoring of longtime employees and things like that yesterday. But Casey Garman, again, made this little note that you might find this. I thought this was really neat.
Today we have with us the color guard from Naval Air Station Pensacola's Naval Air Technical Training Center to perform our flag raising.
That's Natsy. Good, good. Always good to see that. But that's not the cool part. I mean, that is a cool part, but that's not the cool part.
Joining them is Mr. Burl Wise, a former Marine and a participant in the 1951 flag raising at our original Baptist Hospital.
So one of the men that they have there is a, I don't know if he's a retired Marine or what, but you know, like people don't say former, nobody's a former Marine, but okay, fine. But he was there in the ceremony of the flag raising at the first Baptist Hospital in 1951, and then 72 years later, he's there at the cornerstone laying and the final ribbon cutting, the final full-fledged, we're done celebrating the beginning, we're actually going ceremony at bat. I just think that's cool. So very neat honoring of history and the people involved and over time and their place in community. So just wonderful stuff. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have the Transgressors Memorial Service where you get to hear the snarkiest version of a guy who sounds very much like me, but isn't me, just to be clear. It's not me. Brother Andrew is just not similar him. To me. we'll go through all the things that we lost this week due to cancellation and woke culture. Right now, we got Jake sitting in for Candy this morning with traffic on the fives.
We have I-10 eastbound around Pine Forest, mile marker 7. We've got a partial road blockage there, so if you're in that area, please use caution. That's all we've got for this morning. So if you have any traffic updates for us, text them in 850-437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
626, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. I do have a confession I'll tell you in a moment. Jake, your first transgressors, are you doing okay?
How do I do traffic after hearing the phrase flatulence taffy? I mean, if
it does have a, it does create a certain
mental
imagination. I won't say picture. I'll say you kind of do taste the pain.
There is a venison flatulence taffy somewhere at Bucky's somewhere if you search.
Out of the roads, Lick.
I-10 eastbound, we still have that partial roadblock near mile marker 7. That's the Pine Forest. And then a texter texted in that we have a light at Blue Angel and Pine Forest that's flashing red and yellow. So use caution there. This traffic report is just brought to you by nobody right now. So text in your traffic at 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, so I have to confess something. I can't, the climategrief.org, that's a real place with a real 12 steps, and they really do have the National Suicide Awareness Hotline number at the bottom of I didn't even have to make that up.
Wow.
A real thing. And at first when I saw the website, I'm like, oh, this is satire. And I thought, oh, this is really good satire. And then the more I read it, I'm like, this is not satire. This is for real.
So the world is about to end, and I'm going to just kill myself. So.
Well, no, they want to avoid that.
They want to avoid that.
But their belief is that the people who come to climategrief.org are so grief-stricken and depressed that they have to make sure to let... Just saying.
How does it get that bad?
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
I'm dealing with my own grief here. I'm only on step 2. I'm hoping to be on step 5 by next
hour. By the end of the show, maybe?
Right.
Okay, all right, good.
The Striking Actors Union canceling pickets today as Islamic leaders call for a day of protest. SAG-AFTRA said yesterday there will be no picketing in either Los Angeles or New York. NASA is about to launch a spacecraft on a 6-year mission to an asteroid that is made mostly of metal. The asteroid named Psyche is about the size of Massachusetts. Researchers believe it's 30 to 60% metal. The spacecraft scheduled to launch this morning at Kennedy Space Center. And Israel's military telling over 1 million people in Gaza to evacuate. Tanks apparently building up now along the city's northern border. The military says they're going to be significantly operating in Gaza over the coming days, and civilians should be leaving and only return when they are advised.
Thanks so much, David. Jake, I have to agree with you. I also cannot get the phrase flatulence taffy out of my own head. So just, you know, that's what somebody said. Somebody texted in, you know, that flatulence taffy's got a certain air about it. Speaking of nothing related to this whatsoever, when I say BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Audi, Lexus, you know, they're nice brands, good cars, a little bit more expensive than domestics, but that's okay. You pay extra to get extra, right? You don't have to pay extra for service. You don't have to go to the dealership, and sometimes those dealerships can be, you know, hour and a half away or more, depending on the traffic. You don't have to pay extra for it. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They take care of those cars all the time. They work on diesel engines all the time. They work on domestics, gas engines, whatever. If it's running on 4 wheels or 3 or 10, whatever, you know, they will take care of it. Their philosophy is they want to see you for the little stuff so they don't have to see you for the big stuff to prevent that before it causes you inconvenience and greater cost, right? CarClinicService.com is the website name, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Take it into them or check them out on the web, whatever you want to do. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. 437-1620, that is my phone number. David Wayne, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
Escambia Pump getting a $1 million plus in a... The Jewel lawsuit will more after Fox.
The Israeli military warning 1 million citizens of northern Gaza to get out and move south ahead of an expected ground invasion. That is about half of the population of Gaza. IDF spokesperson Jonathan Cornricus.
There are civilians here whom are not our enemy, and we do not want to target them.
Hamas said the call is a ploy and told Gazans to stay in their homes. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Tel Aviv meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Jordan, where he met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. It's been more than a week without a House Speaker, and the top contender has said, forget it.
I withdraw my name, and I appreciate the interest y'all have had along the way, we still have work to do. We have to get this done.
Steve Scalise withdrawing from the speaker's race after it became clear the GOP wouldn't come together to support him. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3 64. It is mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola. The Escambia County School District is in line to receive over $1 million. It's part of a multi-state vaping lawsuit settlement. Yesterday, we told you Okaloosa County Schools would be getting about $360,000. Well, now we've learned that Escambia County Public Schools will be getting $1.2 million. A class action lawsuit was filed against Juul, that was an e-cigarette company, for contributing to the teen vaping epidemic. Last September, Juul agreed to settle claims made in 34 states and U.S. territories. That money will be paid out in installments over a 6 to 10 year period. Plans for a massive subdivision near NAS Whiting Field have now reportedly been submitted to Santa Rosa County. According to South Santa Rosa News, plans for 607 units to go on about 322 acres of land on Baxley Road have been submitted. Currently, that property is owned for agricultural rural residential, but a change request has been submitted to convert that that land over to residential zoning. A safe return for a Milton pastor that was in Israel as the war with the Hamas militant group kicked off last weekend. Pastor David Lewis made it home safely last night.
The tour group we were with, Pilgrim's Tour, the people really took care of us, kept us safe, kept us out of danger. The only time we felt a little tense was when they had us go to a bomb shelter at the hotel.
And Lewis is a pastor at Woodbine Baptist in Pace. He and his wife, Susie, say they spent about 40 hours traveling to get home. They were on a tour paid for by the church for Pastor Appreciation Month. The investigation continuing now, weeks after a fatal shooting at the Pensacola Village Apartments. PPD's Mike Wood says in the days since that fatal shooting, again, that was about 2 weeks ago, there have been more shots fired, calls at the complex and around Pensacola. PPD's still looking for more information.
We have had some additional shootings both in the area of Pensacola Village and other parts of the city. Fortunately, nobody's been hurt, so that's a good thing. And we always encourage people that if they have any information to give us a call or Crime Stoppers a call, and we could sure use that information.
And the fatal shooting happened 2 weeks ago. One person was killed at the complex. A 16-year-old was arrested on felony charges related to that incident. Nobody was charged with the shooting itself, though. If you do have any information, contact PPD or call Crime Stoppers. FHP investigating a hit-and-run pedestrian crash involving two different vehicles on Highway 29 last night. This happened south of Van Pelt Lane in front of a Whataburger restaurant. Troopers say a pedestrian walked out in front of a vehicle and was hit. That vehicle fled the scene of the crash, continued southbound on 29. Then a second vehicle ran over the pedestrian, who was now injured laying in the roadway. That vehicle also fled the scene, continued south on 29. The victim was critically injured in this incident. Witnesses inside the restaurant believe one of those vehicles may have been a dark-colored SUV. Now, if you have any information on this, contact the Florida Highway Patrol. 6:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
All right, not too much this morning. We have that light at Blue Angel and Pine Forest flashing red and yellow, so if you're in that area, please use caution. I-10 eastbound, mile marker 7 around Pine Forest. We've got that partial roadblock, so just be aware in that area as well. If you have any text tips, traffic tips, text them in to 850-437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a cloudy day today with a chance of a few light sprinkles. Outside of that light rain chance, we are going to have temperatures near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64 degrees. As you go into Saturday, a little bit of a warm-up before a cold front moves through. High near 85 on Saturday, mostly sunny skies. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 57. For Sunday, highs topping out in the 70s with lows in the 50s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 64 in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze, 64 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The world's most beloved name in family entertainment is going all in on sports betting. In August, Disney struck a 10-year deal with sports betting company Penn Entertainment to bring gambling to Disney's ESPN Sports Network. Sports fans will be able to wager on games on their phones through a new app called ESPN Bet that accepts bets through Penn's sportsbook. The idea of gambling under the same roof as Disney has roiled some company executives who feel it will damage the brand that's synonymous with princesses and talking cartoon ducks. But the chance to engage a younger male audience and the money were eventually too good to pass up. More than a year after Family Dollar closed a West Memphis, Arkansas distribution center following a rat infestation, the company has announced it will reopen the facility soon. Family Dollar says the remodeled distribution center will be up and running later this fall with more than 300 jobs. On Wall Street, futures little changed after stocks closed broadly lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials dropped 173. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Daryl Sewing of Pensacola is excited to announce the sale you've been waiting for. It's the Super Saturday Sale going on tomorrow, October 14th. 0% financing on Bernina sewing machines. No interest and equal monthly payments. This financing special is good on qualifying Bernina purchases only. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of machines, sergers, and embroidery systems. The Super Saturday Sale is only at Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Shootings, beatings of those who attack. Indictments, incitement, fiction, or fact. Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack.
Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Good morning, 6:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're going live to Israel now, where Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is hosting co-hosting a press conference with a representative from the state of Israel. Let's listen in now. Is there the first part of this was the Israeli was talking in Hebrew, but here's where Secretary Austin picks up.
Thank you, sir.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Yoav, we've been in close touch, but it's good to see you again in person. And it's good to be back in Israel, even during such terrible days. As the U.S. Secretary of Defense, I am here in person to make something crystal clear. America's support for Israel is ironclad. And I extend my deepest condolences to the Israeli people for those killed or wounded in this terrible slaughter by Hamas. I'm also here in solidarity with all the families still living the waking nightmare of not knowing the fate of their loved ones. And we will continue to coordinate closely with Israel to help secure the release of the innocent men, women, and children in the clutches of Hamas, including American citizens. Now, Israel is a small country, a place where everybody knows everybody. And in times of trial, the intimacy of your society deepens the intimacy of your grief. But that's not a weakness. It is a profound strength. And in times of testing, Israelis know what to do. Over this awful week, we've seen Israeli hotels and homes take in those who've had to flee. We've seen long lineups to donate blood. We've seen WhatsApps explode with messages as people race to support neighbors in anguish. And perhaps because I'm a retired general, I was especially moved by the story of a retired general named Noam T-Bone. His son called him on Saturday from his home near Gaza to say that Hamas terrorists had stormed their kibbutz and were closing in. And the retired general jumped into his car in Tel Aviv and raced toward the combat zone. He linked up with other fighters and rescued his son, his daughter-in-law, and his granddaughters. And when the general arrived at their house, one of his granddaughters just said, "Grandpa's here." And these are rays of hope in a terrible week. And in times like these, sometimes the best thing that a friend can do is just to show up and to get to work. Now, this is no time for neutrality or for false equivalence or for excuses for the inexcusable. There is never any justification for terrorism. And that's especially true after this rampage by Hamas. And anyone who wants lasting peace and security for this region must condemn and isolate Hamas. Hamas does not speak for the Palestinian people or their legitimate hopes for dignity, security, and statehood and peace alongside Israel. As a former commander of Central Command, the deliberate cruelty of Hamas vividly reminds me of ISIS. Bloodthirsty, fanatical, and hateful. And like ISIS, Hamas has nothing to offer but zealotry, bigotry, and death. The world has just witnessed a great evil. The deadliest attack on civilians in the history of the State of Israel, and the bloodiest day in Jewish history since the end of the Holocaust. So make no mistake, the United States will make sure that Israel has what it needs to defend itself. And Israel has a right to protect its people. You know, and there are many phone calls this week. President Biden has told Prime Minister Netanyahu that the United States would also respond swiftly and decisively to such a massive terrorist assault. And the president also underscored that democracies like ours are stronger and more secure when we uphold the laws of war. Terrorists like Hamas deliberately target civilians, but democracies don't. This is a time for resolve and not revenge, for purpose and not panic, and for security and not surrender. At President Biden's direction, we have moved urgently to respond to this crisis and to send a strong message of deterrence. The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft squadrons in the Middle East, and the U.S. Department of Defense stands fully ready to deploy additional assets if necessary. As President Biden has said, for any country, for any group, or anyone thinking about trying to take advantage of this atrocity, to try to widen the conflict or to spill more blood, we have just one word: don't. The world is watching, and so are we. And we aren't going anywhere. We will remain in close contact with our valued partners across the region, and security assistance from the Department of Defense is already rapidly flowing into Israel. That includes munitions and air defense capabilities and other equipment and resources. It also includes more interceptors for Iron Dome to save Israeli lives. And we will continue to ensure that Israel has what it needs to keep itself secure. Now, Hamas attacked at a time of global challenge. But the United States is the most powerful country in the world. And we remain fully able to project power and uphold our commitments and direct resources to multiple theaters. So we will stand with Israel even as we stand with Ukraine. The United States can walk and chew gum at the same time. And U.S. security assistance to Israel will flow in at the speed of war. And as this harrowing week draws to a close, and as Shabbat draws near, we stand together, and we stand strong. The United States has Israel's back, and that is not negotiable, and it never will be. And after this terrible week, I wish you and all the people of Israel Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
So that's Secretary Lloyd Austin speaking there in Israel, I believe, with the Minister of Defense for the Israelis. He, of course, is the Secretary of Defense for the United States, promising solidarity with Israel, promising aid to flow at the speed of war, talking about the Gerald Ford being in the region ready to deploy if necessary, warning people against anybody, state actors or individual actors, against taking advantage of this conflict to widen things, as the president had said, don't. And promising ironclad support for Israel, solidarity with them, and working for the release of hostages, and even cherishing the Israeli culture of the small culture of Israel, where we know people more and therefore we feel the pain more when we suffer along with them. 437, 1620, 649 here on News Radio 92.3. We're a little bit late to traffic. I think you can understand why. Jake sitting in for Candy this morning. Traffic certainly on the fives.
Yes, we still have that traffic light at Blue Angel and Pine Forest flashing red and yellow, so please use caution in that area. And still the partial roadblock over on I-10 eastbound near mile marker 7 in Pine Forest. This traffic report is brought to you by Discover. Discover Cashback Credit, a game-changing checking account with cash back. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackcredit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. You can text your traffic tips over to 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, I recommend Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality, almost new cars. You know, a year, two, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, and selection is amazing. I mean, 300 on the lot. So you've got cars, you got sedans, you got vans, minivans, trucks, you've got sports cars, you know, Jeeps, you know, whatever you're interested in, they've got them. And they've got them all kind of like in groups. So all the trucks are over here and all the minivans are over there. And then what you can really do is, you know, you might be thinking, well, I think I want this one. But then you can go and compare four or five others and decide, is that really the one you want? Or maybe something else makes more sense to you. That's the value of seeing all these different cars of a similar type, but of different makes and models, all right next to each other in one location, and all of them in great condition. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wired.com for tickets and event information.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for a gallon of gas, 362. The Florida average is 336. In Mississippi, it's 310, approaching under $3. California has 566. In Navarre, 304 east and west. At the Walmart, 301 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. Soon, people, soon. 335 in proper. 308 at the Milton. CEFCO, same at the Pea Ridge. Murphy, 309. Several stations going through pace. Getting on to Pensacola, or into Pensacola on 9 Mile. We've got 289 at the Walmart there. 289 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And coming in from the southwest side, 306 at the Murphy on Navy Boulevard. 654 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Cricket fans in India. Did you see this story? This cracks me up. So, you know, cricket's popular in India. God knows why, but they're actually expanding it to the Olympics when they come to L.A. We're going to try cricket, apparently. Or is it in Paris? I don't know. I think it's the one here. Anyway, so cricket is so popular in India, right, that hotel rates in the city around the World Cup have risen by a factor of 20. So a hotel room that was, I don't know, $50, $100, whatever. And, you know, in India, I'm not sure what the price of the hotel there is. If it's $100, it's $2,000 a night because the cricket fans can apparently play it, can pay it. So as a result, cricket fans who cannot afford to pay $2,000 a night are instead calling ahead sick to the local hospital. I think I need to be held overnight for observation because it's cheaper to go to the hospital overnight and then leave in the morning and go to the game than it is to get a hotel room that's unavailable. And so the doctors are like turning people down for, you know, out of area hotel stays, because, which is hard for us to imagine, like the idea of a hospital being cheaper than a hotel on a night, but apparently in India. So
I met my deductible.
That's, yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
So, you know, cricket fans are, they're crafty, let's just say. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. Traffic on the fives with Jake.
All right, we've got that traffic light at Blue Angel and Pine Forest flashing, so please use caution in that area. Eastbound I-10, mile marker 7, Pine Forest. We've got a partial roadblock there from earlier, so just watch out there. If you have any traffic tips, just go ahead and text them on in to 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Channel.
Sorry about that.
I'm like, what movie are you watching, bro?
I know, Netflix.
I had, it doesn't matter. Anyway.
She's trying to make me feel good.
I couldn't figure out what button it was coming from. Steve Scalise is withdrawing from the race to become the next Speaker of the House. The Louisiana congressman announced that at a conference meeting Thursday night that he was going to be pulling out of the race because it was unlikely he would get the 217 votes needed. Workers are on strike at the Ford plant that makes the popular F-Series pickup trucks in Kentucky. It's the latest development in the UAW strike, now going on about a month. This comes after negotiations broke down this week. Ford says they offered workers a 23% pay raise, and that is all they can afford. The UAW, though, wants a 40% raise, among numerous other benefits. And law enforcement officials across the U.S. are on alert today after a former Hamas chief called for a global day of jihad. And this comes as there have been altercations between protesters on both sides already in several cities across the nation.
Thanks so much, David. I appreciate the update. 657, News Radio 92.3. President Trump, former President Trump. You may have heard of him. He's campaigning to be reelected. And it seems like the primary news that we get out of Trump camp is crazy stuff that he says these days. For example, in commenting about Israel.
Can you imagine national defense people? And they said, gee, I hope Hezbollah doesn't attack from the north because that's the most vulnerable spot. I said, wait a minute. You know, Hezbollah is very smart. They're all very smart. The press doesn't like when they say it. You know, I said that President Xi of China, 1.4 billion people, he controls it with an iron fist. I said, he's a very smart man. They killed me the next day. I said he was smart. What am I going to say? But Hezbollah, they're very smart.
So Hezbollah, the terrorist organization that operates out of the north of Lebanon against Israel, and we're concerned about their continuing participation. There's been some early rocket attacks, I guess, but that's it. So they're really smart guys. Denounced by Chris Christie for praising the murderers and attacking Israel over petty personal grievances. Oh, yeah, criticized Netanyahu for not giving America enough credit for the taking out of Soleimani back in the day. Also, he said that. DeSantis says, why would he choose now to attack our friend and ally Israel, much less praise Hezbollah terrorists as very smart? And even the Israeli communications minister, Shlomo Kari, rebuked him and said, we obviously cannot rely on Trump as an ally and we do not have to bother with him and the nonsense he spouts. Now, this is the president who moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and did a lot of things for Israel, but if the Israeli communications minister is saying that about you and your foreign policy, that is not a good sign. No future news for now. We'll be back in just a minute. Stick around. Thanks so much for listening.